Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. This passage of Scripture highlights the freedom from the law of sin and death that believers have in Christ Jesus. It emphasizes the Spirit's role in empowering us to live according to God's will and thus experience true spiritual liberty. If people knew how to get out of bondage, they would have gotten out long ago, because no one likes living in bondage. Sin is the bondage that everyone lives in. Seeking the Lord, who can and will set us free, is the only way to be free. But it comes through repentance and faith in the finished work on Calvary. Christ's blood was shed for the payment of our sin debt. Without it, our debt is unpayable, and we will continue to add to that debt. Freedom in Christ means that we have been empowered to live righteously. Living according to God's way offers peace, fulfillment, and blessing in this life. Yes, for Christ came to give us life, and life more abundantly now, and in the next, more than we can conceive. We have been set free from the penalty of sin. We can go from strength to strength as we feed our spirit man on God's Word, having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ through prayer and meditating on His Word. The journey of transformation has begun in us and will be ongoing as we mature. And we have the promise that He who began a good work in us will see it through until the day of completion, until the day of Christ Jesus. To abide in Christ is to be free in Christ. We have also been given the freedom to love and to serve in kingdom building. However, there is a danger in turning our freedom into a system of law-based religion, which can take away our freedom. In the book of Galatians, chapter 5 and verse 1, the Apostle Paul warns us about legalism, which can enslave us. He encourages us to stand fast and not be entangled again by a yoke of bondage. We are encouraged to live in the righteousness of Christ and not to use our freedom to indulge in the sinful nature. We are to be humble and joyful, always abounding in love and thankfulness. Ultimately, freedom in Christ is a transformative experience that empowers believers to live a life of purpose, joy, and significance, reflecting God's love and grace to the world. Please join us next week.